From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the very best in jazz. Getting the hour underway with a quartet fronted by guitarist Bobby Broom, and a track from his 1997 release, Waitin' and Waitin', available on the Dutch Crisscross label, with Ron Blake on tenor sax, Dennis Carroll on bass, and George Fludas on drums. This is a Tad Dameron piece, Hot House.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
That's the Herbie Hancock classic Maiden Voyage, which was the title track from the 1965 Verve release. We didn't hear the original there, but an interesting rendition from trumpeter Marcus Printup, and a very unusual combination here. Marcus Printup on trumpet, Riza Hekibal on harp, and Kengo Nakamura on bass. Look for that on Marcus' album A Time for Love, out on the Danish Steeplechase label. Bobby Broom on guitar before that, leading his quartet through Hot House from the album Waitin' and Waitin'. Some solo piano now from Chick Corea, and a track from his album Solo Piano Portraits. It's a 2-CD set featuring highlights from his 2014 world tour, so this was recorded live at various locations. And it's just Chick on solo piano, everything from jazz and pop standards to classical pieces to some famous Korea originals. This piece is a standard from one of his mentors, Bill Evans, and his classic Waltz for Debbie. Thank you.
this is it. You know the feeling when it hits you, this is it. You can't try to decline it, won't help to deny it. You have to define it, it's time to get it off your chest. This is it, no better time to recognize it, this is it. It's more than the excess of, we've ridden the crest of. Now it's the extent of our most convincing episode. Sensitively speaking, it's precisely as I've said. Misunderstanding and contradictions are messing with my head. This is it. I'm tired of the way I'm feeling. This is it. I've come to the conclusion this is an illusion. I'm gonna be grooving and moving on, cause this is it.
Thank you.
That's a trio fronted by Chicago-area guitarist Jordy Kelly, and a track from the 2011 self-released album Triple Play, with Pete Vanderite on bass and Christopher Koroshetz on drums. We heard Saint John. Before that, music from a duo from Canada, actually a quartet, but the group led by the duo of vocalist Renee Lee and pianist Oliver Jones, with Eric Legace on bass and David Lang on drums. A track from their album Just You, Just Me. It's a collection of jazz standards and some Renee Lee originals. We heard This Is It, that album released on the Just In Time label, also from Canada. And we began the set with Chick Corea and some solo piano recorded live, the Bill Evans tune Waltz for Debbie. Look for that on the album Solo Piano Portraits. It's the Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to send your questions, comments, suggestions, and requests for future shows. If you want more information about the Jazz Scene, such as detailed show playlists, or if you want to stream this and previous episodes in the series, then please visit our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is the Jazz Scene, show number 1620. We've reached the final set of music for this hour, and we'll begin with the duo of American Harry Allen on sax, more specifically tenor sax, and Italian pianist Rossano Sportiello. This is a track from their album Conversations, the Johnny Burke songbook. This is Pennies from Heaven. classic track from Charlie Parker on alto sax and Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet. Of course, many argue that those two practically invented bebop jazz in the mid-1940s. This session was recorded on June 6th of 1950 in New York City for the album Bird and Diz, with Thelonious Monk on piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Buddy Rich on drums. We heard the master take of Leapfrog. The CD reissue of Bird and Diz contains several alternate takes, as well as the master takes of the various tracks. And this particular CD, which I have, is a Polygram release from 1986, and you can tell that it's a CD from the 80s because it contains a lengthy description in the liner notes of how the compact disc digital audio system works. That was typical of most CDs of the early and mid-80s. Of course, this was a revolutionary technology back then. Now, 30 years later, it is considered by many to be obsolete, unfortunately. Before that, a trio fronted by pianist Phineas Newborn Jr. Phineas Newborn Jr., an oftentimes overlooked pianist in jazz, in my opinion, but a great pianist nonetheless. We went back to 1976 for his album Back Home, with Ray Brown on bass and Elvin Jones on drums. We heard the opening track, Sugar Ray, and we began the set with the duo of Harry Allen on tenor sax and Rossano Sportiello on piano, and a track from their self-released project from 2011, the album Conversations, the Johnny Burke songbook. We heard Pennies from Heaven. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for another hour of the very best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.